Hi, Tina.
Oh, hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little confused about the call is about. The guy who I was just talking to explained a little bit to me, but then I didn't understand the rest of it.
Okay. You were going to have your daughter call me to update the payment, right?
Oh, okay. So this is for the website for
HawaiiSolarAndWind.net. Yep. And you said that she was going to call in to update the payment. Her name's Jessica,
okay.
Right?
My daughter's name is Jessica. That's correct.
Okay. I put
and
it in the notes.
I'm thinking maybe I forgot to connect with her and give her this information. Let me get some paper so I can write this down.
Okay.
That helps me remember.
No problem.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You can stay right there. I'll be right back.
Sure.
No, I'm talking to my dog, not you.
Oh.
She looked at me like,
I thought you had to
go
somewhere
you.
To
I
get the
no.
paper, so you were telling me, stay right there. I'll be right back.
Actually, I was. So I was talking to both you and my dog.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Gosh, let me find water and paper. I can find something. Yeah, there we go. The pad. Okay. Whoops. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, so okay, so here I have this page, special page. Local splash, $49 charge each month. So
yes,
I guess you say you didn't get the money, so I'm guessing you must have tried to charge it, and it was
yep.
Yeah,
we have a visa ending in 7556, and that one's saying suspected fraud. So I think the bank sent you a new card, or maybe Jessica has the new card.
Okay, so now I understand what's going on, because usually if the cards are not don't go through for whatever reason, then they let me know. I just transfer
mm-hmm.
funds in and they do it. But I'm thinking because of, what's the number 755 again?
Yeah, 7556.
Is that my visa?
Mm-hmm. It's a visa.
7556.
Yep,
okay.
That's the last four numbers.
Last four. Okay, and so this was, okay, so I owe you guys $755, right?
No, it's just $49.
$756, oh, $49. Oh,
yeah,
wow,
no,
really nice.
The visa's ending in 7556, but that's not what you owe us. You don't owe us $756.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you only owe us $49. Matter of fact, if you have a debit or a credit on you now, we could just probably update it.
Hang on one second. If I have it on me, I'm
okay.
Sitting on it, so let me get up and check my back file card. Right there, but I remember just seeing it not too long ago. Let me check. I'm down in Southern California right now, visiting my son.
Oh, what part?
Staying at their house. And, yeah, it's nice to be down here, but it's also nice to live in Maui, too.
Yeah. What part of California are you right now?
I'm in Southern California.
What city?
It's, what the hell is the city? It's, I don't even know the city.
I'm just asking because we're in Fountain Valley. We're right next to Huntington Beach, so I didn't know. I'm like, wouldn't that be so funny if you were, like, right down the street from us, you know?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think I might be. Let me just look
yeah.
real quick.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Justin, are you on the phone?
Okay. I have a question for you.
It is, what's this area called where we are right now? Del Mar?
Del Mar, okay.
What's going on?
A lady that is working with me on something that I somehow the my payment didn't go through, and so she's checking on it, and I'm just getting her to address where I am. Not so that she's coming here, so that I can, she knows what area I'm in.
Well, wait, what is that for?
Hang on a second. Can you put that on? Hi, okay, can you explain what?
Hello. Yeah, I was just telling him we were in Huntington Beach, and he said that he was in Southern California visiting you. So I was just trying to ask him. I'm like, wouldn't it be funny if he was down the street? But I know Del Mar is closer to San Diego, so it's a beautiful area, though. My daughter used to live in Oceanside. So, but what we were calling about is your dad pays us $49 monthly for the hosting of his website, HawaiiSolarAndWind.net. So the card that we have on file, it's declining. It's saying that there was fraud on that card. So I was thinking that the bank probably sent him a new one or something like that.
Oh, I think we had canceled this service a while back. So if it got turned back on, then it shouldn't have.
No, I think the service canceled, but he decided to keep the website because it showed that you had the service up until June of 2024, and that was for Google and Bing and Facebook and the directories and the whole nine yards. But starting in July of 2024, he canceled all of that, and he decided to just keep the website. Because, you know, it is 2025. Every business, bare minimum, needs a website anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think, you don't host the domain, do you?
We do. Yeah, we host the domain and we do the maintenance on the site and the updates and the content creation. I texted it to him a little while ago, so if you look at the phone, you'll probably see a text of the site. So if you open up the site, you'll see that there's a little orange banner on the top right now that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder that the payment's not going through. So once the payment goes through, then that orange banner comes off in one business day.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Then let me check with my sister because she's managing this for him right now. But I don't think we need the website anymore either.
Okay.
But this is your contact info and the text message,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I sent him my direct number. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. That's in his text message. And the one right before that was a link to the website. And then if you guys need to cancel it, I can't cancel it with a past due balance. But if Jessica calls in and, you know, updates that final payment, I can cancel it at that point. That's just because your dad agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd, and in order to prevent the charge, it has to be three business days prior to that. So, you know, good news is you're only past due for 49 because, you know, come April 23rd, that would have reoccurred to 98, and it continues to do so until it settles.
Okay, got it. I'll let Jessica know then. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And then there's also a one-time buyout for the domain if he wanted to, like, build a new site on the domain, and that's just a one-time $99 charge. But I could talk to her about that, too, when she calls in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good rest of your evening, too. Okay, bye-bye.
You too.